I was hungry. I began to study the word of God. The Bible said in John chapter 3, verse 3 to 6, it said, when you're born again, you're born of the Spirit. Am I right about it? Jesus said, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That which is born of flesh is flesh. There's a lesson there. What is the lesson? It's wrong for you to be born of the Spirit and you're still living in the flesh. Can you handle the truth today? The tragedy of Ebenezer is many of you under the sound of my voice, some of you listening on radio, watching on television, live streaming, you said you're born again. The Bible says when you're born of the Spirit, you're of the Spirit. You cannot be born of the Spirit and be living in the flesh. A fish is meant to swim. If a fish cannot swim, something is wrong. A bird is meant to fly. If a bird is not flying, something is wrong. So when I became born again, I knew I'm missing something. I was hungry. By the way, the Bible said, don't be covetous. But there's an exception, because I'm trying to mess with you religious people. Don't want you to go home and say, he was just covetous. No, there's an exception in the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. God said the exception is this. It's okay for you to covet spiritual gifts. In fact, the Bible says, covet the best of it. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask, all that you can think, according to the power of God that worketh in you. So I knew in my spirit there's more of God. There's more than just having good education. There's more than just money. There's more than houses and land. There's more than influence in the natural. You can live above the natural. Let me tell you specifically what I was hungry for. You remember when I told you I was in the Pentecostal church and God was speaking, I didn't hear it? Many of you are here under the sound of my voice. 24/7, God is broadcasting, but you can't hear a thing. Listen to your man of God. I was hungry. I wanted to hear from God. The Bible says, Jesus said, my sheep knows my voice. You're a child of God. You ought to be hearing God loud and clear. The reason why we marry the wrong husband, the reason why we take the wrong job, the reason why we move to the wrong city is because we don't hear from God. You need a man of God that will tell you the truth. How can you be hearing from God and marry the wrong person? How can you be hearing from God and you take the wrong church? How can you be hearing from God and you enter into the wrong business? I want to hear from God. How about you? Revelation chapter 2, verse 7 says, he who have ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. The Spirit of God is saying something. The only question is, can you hear? Many of you would rather go to a church where you can only feel good. And you say, stay lukewarm. Hallelujah. Tonight I pray, today in the name of Jesus, before sunrise, you'll be hearing from God. That is my prayer for you. Everybody in this church. I don't want a church. We only the pulpit can hear from God. I believe the priesthood of every believer. I want God to speak to you and 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 speak to you, so that you hear, I hear, we hear, and we all on the same page. Open your mouth, shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe with all my heart the reason why so many church people are messed up by false prophets. You know why? It's because you can't hear from God. Every now and then, people will call me and say, Pastor, this is what they say. I say, test every spirit. At 11 o'clock, I'm going to be teaching your children how to test the spirit by the spirit. None of those kids will grow up being misled. I will make sure that the devil will have no chance in their life. I'm supposed to be preaching to them about something on the inside and how they can recognize.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org. or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
Oh, he's a wonder in my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard in Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, invite you to come and worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30, followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our in-depth Bible study at 6:30 on Wednesday night. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a trip here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
To magnify. Well, what does magnify mean? To make larger than life. let me help somebody. Let me bring it down to you. It means to see God in HD. It means to see God in HD on our remote control. It's got PIX, and I wanted to know what was PIX. And if you point your remote to the television, it helps you with the picture. If I hit PIX 1, it gets small. If I hit 2, it hits it again. And then if I keep on hitting, it just get bigger. The folk get bigger and bigger and bigger. And it goes all the way up to 6. And you can see the pimple on folk's face. I wish I had 3 believers. You see, Jesus says this is how close you need to see God. This is the way you need to see God. You need to be so close to him, to everything about him, you can see and understand. Watch this. Glorify means magnify, and to magnify God is our purpose. Our responsibility is to magnify him. And with every believer's ultimate responsibility of our purpose. You see, a lot of times, let me tell you what one writer said. One writer said, when we don't understand the purpose of something, we'll abuse it. Talk back to me if you can. The reason why some men or some women abuse their husbands or abuse their wives because they really don't know the purpose of them. I ain't gonna have a single friend when I leave here this evening. You have a man that stomp and beat on a woman, he doesn't understand her purpose. She's there to be a helpmeet to him. She's there to pull out of him what God put in him in Genesis 1 and 26. When God said, let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness. You see, God put all of that creativity in him, all of that power inside of him. So Adam was walking around in a garden with all of this potential inside of him, and he couldn't get it out. And so God says in Genesis 2:18, he said, it is not good that man be alone. It is not good that he have all this potential in him, and I see he can't get it out himself. So I'll make a helpmeet, not a helpmate. You made a horse, and you made a cow and a bull. No, he said, a helpmeet. Somebody that's going to bring it out of him. This is why mother was telling us, brothers, a good woman makes a good man. I'm going to shout since you won't shout. Haven't you noticed ever since you had her, she's brought some stuff out of you that you didn't know that you had inside of you? And sisters, stop being a mate. I'm going to leave some folk now. Stop being the hookup and the mate. Y'all not with me yet. Be the meat. Wait a minute. I'm going to help this joker, because whatever comes out of him, you benefit from it. Now, let me tell you, you can't have him. You ain't this. You ain't that. You don't never take the trash out. You don't take the garbage out. You don't take. Use what your mother gave you. Eve got Adam to eat of a fruit that he know he wasn't supposed to eat. Your mother gave you something. If it's in there and you want to get it out, use what she gave you. I just lost three friends. Female for sure. See, if you don't know the purpose of something, if you don't know the purpose of it, you're going to abuse it. So therefore, when Jesus says, I'm here to glorify God, that we are here to glorify God, that's our purpose. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, that's your purpose. To glorify God. Just to glorify God. Your walk is your purpose, to glorify God. That's what your purpose is. That's why Jesus saved you. Not for you to be Mr. and Mrs. It. Not for you to be the showcase. Not for you to be a person that joined clubs and all of this kind of stuff, to be a social. He didn't save this church for it to be a social club. He saved it to glorify him. Why do you think he healed you? Why do you think he lifted you up? Why do you think he gave you the job that he gave you? You think the job is there to make you happy. The purpose of the job is to glorify him. Amen. Child, I'm doing better than I ever done on my job now. Amen. That'll stop us from going from job to job to job, because we think the job is there to make us happy. The job is there to provide for you to have more seed to go in the ground so that you can get something out. Watch this. He says, first of all, purpose. Then watch this. When you watch this in glorifying, in glory to God, first there's purpose, and watch this. Then, secondly, to glorify God after the perfection. Talk back to me. Say that, after perfection of purpose. See, the perfection of purpose, and when the with the perfection of purpose comes knowledge, revelation, manifestation. Said knowledge. Talk back to me. Revelation and manifestation. See, when you learn, when we learn our purpose, oh, I've been wanting to preach this a long time. When we learn our purpose, and then we can perfect our purpose. And then when we perfect our purpose or continue in perfecting our purpose, then come knowledge, the revelation, and the manifestation of the gifts. Are you with me yet? See, watch this, watch this, watch this. We get tied up in the gifts. Now, I need to teach you. Can I do this for a minute? Let me see. That I need to teach you because there are four things. See, there are talents, there are gifts, there are assignments, and then there's fruit. I went home and did my homework. There are talents. Talents, watch this. When you are saved, when you are a believer, you get talents, you get gifts, you get assignment, and then you produce fruit. Every believer, everybody that's saved, everybody that's filled with the Holy Spirit, get gifts, you get talents. Watch this. There are some of us that are born with talents. Michael Jordan. Talent. See, a talent, you can perfect that. In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, in the book of Matthew, you will come to discover chapter 25 and 15. You notice that the master went and gave talents. 1-5, 1-2, 1-1. He says, now, with these talents, you can manifest, you can make them better. You can invest them, your talent. Wait, let me help somebody. With singing, I can get better the more I sing. The more I play something, I can get better. That's my talent. It's just automatic. That's your talent. It just comes. You can get better and you can invest it. You can constantly do something for God with it. That's your talent. Then you have, watch this. Not only do you have talent, now you can have gifts. Your gifts are in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That's speaking in tongues. That's laying on of hands. Those are gifts. See, a lot of times we get talents and gifts mixed up. But those are your gifts. Speaking in tongues. Those are your gifts. Everybody don't get the same gift. That's why I have a problem with some churches that you go to and they try to make you speak in tongues. That might not be my gift. Don't go squeezing me all in the bed and talking about that's not my gift. Talk back to me if you can. That might not be your gift. Your gift might be the gift of laying on of hands. That might be your gift. You see, there are gifts and then there are talents. Now watch this. You find now in Ephesians 4:11, you'll find assignments. Those are not gifts. Those are not talents. When he said he gave some prophets, some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, those are our assignments. He gave. He assigned them to that. Talk back to me. Now, I'm going to use this word that I use Wednesday. Let's not exclusitize those things. Yeah, that's a word, exclusitize. Let's not make those things, go back to Ephesians 4. Let's not make those assignments exclusively for the preacher. Because you are a raw priesthood. Somebody didn't get 2 Peter 2:9, did you? Let me give you the memo. He says, in Ephesians 4:11, he says, watch this, the assignment is some apostles, some prophets. You have watch this. There are some prophets here. There are some people, when you are over a family, you got the spirit of prophecy. When you are, watch this, When you are over, you got the spirit of prophecy, because the spirit of prophecy tells you, God going to show you in a dream. God going to show you some kind of way in your psychic, some kind of way he's going to get to you and say, prepare for something that's up ahead. That's prophecy. Doesn't mean to go to somebody all the time and say, well, the Lord told me to tell you. Sometimes the Lord didn't tell you to tell. And let me tell you something. Some people I tell, the Lord ain't talk. Well, the Lord can talk to me. Why are you going to come talk to you first and then come? I have the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. Now, he might have talked to me first, and I, because of our busy life, because the line is busy, God might have been dialing your number for quite some time, and you had both of the line. You had the main line and the call waiting. And then God has spoken to you, but then he'll go to somebody else and tell them, well, oh, tell them to open the line up so I can talk to them. Are you with me yet? Watch this. You have the, and he gave some evangelists. This is their assignment, to evangelize, not so much with lip service. We too busy wanting to go and tell. I need to go tell Eric about it. I need to evangelize to Eric and tell him, walk it. Your walk tells more than your talk. Your walk does way more evangelizing than your talk. Let me help somebody. Let me hurry up. He said he gave some pastors and teachers. Now watch this. If you are over a family, you are a pastor. That's your assignment. God gave you the assignment of being a parent to lead your family. Husbands, he gave you an assignment not to drive, not to push, not to rawhide, but to lead. Come on, honey. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. We can do this. Come on. It's going to get tough. But together, you're a part of me and I'm a part of you. Come on. We can do it. Not get behind it. Y'all going to have to do this. Y'all going to do it. Come on, baby. We can make it. It's been tough sometimes. We have to go by some kneel sometimes. But the Lord made a way. Come on, let me lead you. Well, how do you know? I know it's there. Because the Lord has shown me that he'll make a way out of no way. The Lord has shown me that he'll call a calm to the storm. The Lord has shown me that he'll bring daylight to darkness. Come on, let's walk with it. Can I help you? A woman don't mind leading a man if he's following Christ. And a child don't mind following a parent if they're following Christ. Y'all gonna talk back to me? You saw it at the revival. The child gonna do what they see you do. For those of you that didn't see it, I need to take you through it right quick. Come here, Zach. Let me see if me and you can get through this together. Get up here. Don't go behind the pulpit, because I know that's what you... All right, you ready? All right, follow me. You know how the game Simon Says, right? All right? We're going to do Jesus Says. All right? Jesus said, hold your hand up. Jesus said, let your hand down. Jesus said, hold your hand up. Jesus said, let your hand down. Jesus said, hold your hand up. Let your hand down. Jesus said, anybody get it? He's confused. And if you are confused at home, you're confusing your children. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to see. They don't know what might come in there tomorrow night. They don't know what might leave out of there tomorrow night. They don't know what might be said in there tomorrow night. They don't know what you might drag up in there tomorrow night. And but yet, and you say, They're confused. I watch this. Jesus said, hold your hand up. Jesus said, hold your hand down. Jesus said, hold your hand up. Jesus said, hold your hand down. Notice that he's following what I see, what he see. Jesus said, hold your hand up. Jesus said, hold your hand down. Jesus said, hold your hand up. See, you're not confused. So therefore, your children are not going to be confused. Let me get straight with it. Just be straight. See, if you're straight, your children are going to be straight. Talk to me now. If your relationship with God is straight, your children's relationship with God going to be straight. Come on down, Zach. You did well. Very good. Watch this. Then you have fruit. Galatians 5. Watch this. I've shown you talents. I've shown you gifts. I've shown you assignments. But let me show you fruit. Because, see, a lot of times we have all of this stuff all mixed up. Now, last part. Here in Galatians 5 and 22, watch this. In Galatians 5 and 22, now you're going to see the fruit. Here is what every believer produces. And watch how Paul arranges them. He says, love. Now watch this. You can't have peace. I mean, you can't have joy if you don't have love. See, he's got them in that order for a reason. I want to just teach you today. I'm not going to shout you. I'm not going to hoop. Listen, watch this. He's got, if you ever notice, folk that don't have love don't have joy. No love, no joy. Paul got them in, he's got them in that order for a reason. He says love, joy. Now, if a person has love, notice that they're going to have joy. And notice that after that, they got peace. I'm talking about, you see, the joy that they have, they know the world didn't give it to them. And the world can't take it away. So therefore, they have peace in there. They sleep good at night. And they spread that peace. And then there's long suffering. Then another fruit you got to produce. See, there's nine of them. There's nine fruit of the Spirit. Somebody say nine. There's nine in when it comes to gifts. In Corinthians, there's 18 to 21 gifts of the Spirit, but there's only nine fruit. I went home and did my homework, man. Let me tell you, watch this. Then there's long suffering, which is patience. You gotta have some long suffering with things. Everybody in your house not gonna convert at the same time you do. Then there's gentleness. Wow. Wait a minute. Let's go back to what Jesus said. Jesus said, you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. If you are a Christian, if you're a child of God, these fruit, somebody ought to be able to look at and be able to partake of one of these nine fruit from you. Either some love, some joy, or all of them. They supposed to walk off with a barrel of fruit when you walk into the room. They supposed to know that they've been in the presence of a Christian. Goodness. Faith. Go to 23. Watch this. Faith is another one. Temperance, you're going to find, is another one. Meekness does not mean weakness. Meekness means you don't address everything that comes up and be ready to fight about it. Meekness, let me tell you the epitome of meekness that I've seen. That's in my president, Barack Obama. That brother had, that's some stuff that he's taken that I never would have taken. I'm going to tell the truth and shame the devil. Y'all sitting here like y'all holy. But man, that dude have taken some stuff that I would have been gone. I wouldn't have made it but the second year of my presidency. That brother has taken some stuff because of his meekness. It didn't mean that he was weak, because he showed that he wasn't weak. He went over there and took Bin Laden clean out. without a blink of an eye, he said, go get him. So I'm going to show you I'm not weak. But watch this. Meekness does not mean that you are weak. Meekness means that you are filled with the Holy Spirit and you know how the matter is going to turn out.